Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. I hope you're tuned in. You're locked in. You got your spiritual safety belts on, and we are ready to launch toward heaven. Tonight, we're going to get into a subject we feel like that is very timely and very needful. We're going to talk about the things that we believe that's required to make heaven your home. Now, let me say this up front before we get started and locked in here. Heaven's going to be cheaper than the price. Let me repeat it for those of you that didn't catch that. Heaven will be cheap at any price. Now, what is the actual price tag stated in the scriptures for you to obtain eternal life? You say, well, I have to be an Israelite. Well, that's true. But there are conditions on you being an Israelite. Now, the condition factor is what we'd like to talk about tonight. Now, just because you're Israel doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to gain entrance into heaven. We'll prove it tonight before that we are through here. Why do we want to teach on these things to divide Israel? Yes, that's our purpose, to divide Israel. We come to separate the sheep from the goats. Now, the goats are Israel. A lot of people think that the goats are some foreign negative race. That's not true. There are good sheep, and then there are goats that must be dealt with, and we will start it out here in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew. If you have your Bible, 13:18, get it, and we'll be back just in a moment after that we make you some upfront preliminary announcements. WWCR. Man, how we're excited about being on WWCR. This is a premier shortwave station worldwide, of course. The outreach as a result of Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack, my two sponsors, faithful, that have this vision that we could expand the Shepherd's Call out into the shortwave world, where we had a tremendous response Sunday night. Now, I repeat, we had a tremendous response. And so then, we know that there is a potential crop out there, if you will, seed that we can gather into the barn, and then the purging. You see, seed has to be inspected. And that's what we are. We are fruit inspectors. We are not judges, but we can know them by the fruit. Is that what the Bible said? Well, then WWCR is really a testing ground for the seed of the Shepherd's Call as we sow forth. And as I said, we'll be on Sunday night at 12:160. At 6 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be on at 5 Central. So get your time charts and the time zones that you live in. Make a note, WWCR Sunday night at 6 Eastern Standard Time. The Shepherd's Call will be back for the second show. We've been on once. We were on last Sunday night live. We'll be live Sunday night, Yahweh willing. And also, we will be on live a couple hours later or so on WWCR again on Sunday night, same night. And just set your radio dial to 3.210. That's WWCR. 10 million listeners in the demographic area of their outreach. At any given time, 7 to 10 million is awesome. What a field to sow in. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the parable of the sower. We're going to go through and establish a condition for you. And the title of tonight's message is, It Is Not a Cakewalk to Heaven. I want to repeat that for some of you that think all you have to be is white and you're right. That is not necessarily right. It is no cakewalk to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the scriptures that determine that you must, and we are talking about you must, keep the First Amendment. If you're ever going to get to heaven, that first one's got to be kept. I will not exclude anybody from commandment keeping. When you try to actually cover the truth to keep your little sheep in the box, the little fold that you built with a little false fence. You see, the gospel tore down fences. And I said we come for division. We didn't come for peace. If you want peace, you need to go somewhere where that they have a large denomination and you can sit back and take your ease and grind. We are warriors. There's no peace for warriors. You're a soldier, and the Bible says to put on armor. Armor is something to actually reflect the enemy's attacks. And some of the attacks come from within. Ladies and gentlemen, I've always said it's not your enemy out there that you know is an enemy. It is the hidden enemy within on your supposedly cakewalk toward heaven. Now, WWCR, Sunday night, 3.210, 11 Eastern Standard Time. Mark it down. We're on 11 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on for 1 hour. Again, we're 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen, with a vision of Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and their purpose for the outreach of the Shepherd's Call. We'll be on 2 complete hours live Sunday night. Don't miss us, as we will get into some of the reasons why that you need to love Yahweh and keep His commandments. Now, if a man says he does love him and he won't keep them, and you'll read them right out of a book, and they keep saying, well, you go back there and you bring up all the law and all of those things, and he come to do away with the law. Well, give me book, verse, and chapter where he come to do away with the law. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 says, and if you want to really, really see that it's not a cakewalk, then you need to read Matthew 5, beginning at verse 23. Let's go back there and read it for just a moment. Now, notice in the 23rd chapter, let me just give you verse 21. If you think this is a cakewalk, let me show you something. Shoot, let me give you verse 17. I'm almost going to start back there and lay it on you. Can you take it? Well, I think you can. You old regular listeners to the Shepherd's Call know that we don't pull any punches, and we're not going to give you any cake and eat it too. You don't get it that way, ladies and gentlemen. Don't come that way. And we ain't going to put no icing on this cake, because you might get addicted to sweets and a sweet tickling of your ear, and then you get to be a diabetic in the gospel. Well, we don't want that. We want you lean and mean and healthy and willing to conform or become a doer of the teaching. That's not all I teach for. Ladies and gentlemen, if I was to really drop my doctrinal stand, I could fill up a church full of people of do-nothings by just saying the magic words. You're white, you're right, and you're tight. But think not, verse 17, that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That fulfill is Strong's number 4137. You better go take a look. It ain't mean that it's filled up. We don't do that anymore. It's out of style. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So heaven and earth is still standing, ladies and gentlemen. His law is still there for those who know it's not a cakewalk. Now, if you want a cakewalk, you need to get with these preachers that will gather up in some nice, convenient place for you and serve you crackers and grape juice and call it Passover, set it on the wrong date and call it Passover. We don't do that. We're not into that. We're not going to deceive you and promise you it's a cakewalk. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get your cake here and eat it too. You just don't get that. We're going to give you the facts, and if you can handle the facts, then you're going to be in deep doo-doo. Praise Yahweh. If you don't doo-doo, you're going to be in doo-doo anyway. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall breaker, one of these least commandments, and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Now, would you want that distinction to be called least? For you to teach and say that you can go ahead and break the Passover commandments, especially the 14th verse of Exodus chapter 12, write it down. Write it down. Get it in your spirit, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get back to the old prophet sometime. And yet when we try to take you back to the old path, we got these squawkers and gawkers, murmurs and complainers. It's just like you throw a rock in a big pack of dogs, and the dog that gets hit, he does the yakking. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a rock. This gospel is a stone, and the Bible says if it falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. If you're out of the word, you're going to get bulldozed, or you're going to be turned under. You talk about trying to pull up something, you're going to be buried under something if you don't keep Yahweh's laws and commandments. If you teach men to do so. Now, verse 20, let me give you the, it ain't a cakewalk to heaven. For verily I say unto you, verse 20, that except your righteousness, what is right? What's right with God? Let me get right. If you stand along a major highways, US 25E, back in the 30s, this man dedicated, that lives right here in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, he dedicated his life to making signposts and putting them up on hills along the highway where you could see them, giant concrete crosses that said, get right with God. Well, getting right with God is right and righteousness. What is God's get right? Commandments. Unless your righteousness exceed the Pharisees' righteousness, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a cakewalk. You can't cakewalk to the kingdom of heaven. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Unless you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is Mark 12:29. If you want to know what the first commandment is, I'm telling you, can you tell the difference in somebody that loves him and somebody that fears him? And somebody that says, oh, when you ask them a question, take my word for it. Just take my word for it. It doesn't matter. That's been superseded. It's no longer in style. That was back then. It was for them. We don't do that no more. And you hear it over and over and over. That's what the Bible says. You have heard it said, verse 21, in old time, that you shall not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Well, this word should be changed to murder. Or should it? Well, of course it should. Kill is a justifiable means of reaching. Sometimes you have to kill. The Bible says there is a time to kill. So this is not kill. This is the wrong word. Thou shalt not murder. Murder is a premeditated or to cause harm to your brother, and that if you take his life, you can't give it back. So that's what that means. You shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Oh, it gets the cheese gets binding here. And hold the horseradish, please. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a cakewalk. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall thou fool shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, oh man, we got a lot of rocks to run to the altar, but they harbor little things against the brothers and sisters. If you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother hath a matter against you. Leave your gift before the altar. Now, why for that reason? Then you get in trouble. Go the way first, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer up the gift. Things could cooperate, Jim. There is conditions that you, as a child of the King, you must act or bring forth fruit worthy of entering into the kingdom of heaven. You're going to be judged by your works. And we'll find that out just in a minute. Agree with an adversary quickly while you are in the way with him, at least at any time your adversary deliver you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and you'd be cast into prison. For I say unto you, you shall by no means come out hence till you have paid the uttermost farthing. And we know of men in Israel that have went out and tried to kill the enemies, and they've been told to do this, and they've done it, and now they're serving prison terms. But in general, that's what the Bible says. You shouldn't jump to conclusions. And remember, don't take nobody's word for it. It's like the old saying. Let me give it to you here. It's not a cakewalk to heaven. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Let me repeat that. It's not a cakewalk to heaven. And if you won't stand for the gospel and the commandments, you will fall for anything. Now, let me go over to Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Here is the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is the seed that is received by the wayside. Now that's an Israelite, ladies and gentlemen. Can Israelites receive seed by the wayside? That's who the seed's for. For an Israelite.
Well, Pastor Billy, you know all Israel's going to heaven.
No. No, a thousand times no. There is a refiner's fire that must try you to see if you're worthy to enter in to eternal life. Now, let's go over to now I'm going to prove that to you. I don't want to leave you hanging in the dark and not give you, I'm not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to tickle your ears and give you sweet stuff. If I left off this doctrinal stand of Sabbath keeping, I'd be a lot more popular. I alienate a lot of people with my stand, but I stand here, as did Luther when he tacked the 93 or the 92 theses to the door of the church and said, "Here I stand." Well, here I stand. I'm in the gospel here, and if I'm not giving you the right interpretation of the gospel, I pray somewhere along the line, somebody come and counsel me in the gospel. Now, Romans chapter 9. Verse 3. I wish that for myself I was accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites. Verse 6, not as though the word of God hath not taken effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel. It's not a cakewalk. Just because you're white, don't you get up and sing like a canary, you're right. And then you can go bouncing along your merry way. I don't have to keep the Sabbath anymore. Glory to God. So-and-so told me so. Well, Yahweh said, for your disobedience, for breaking my laws, my commandments, and my statutes, I'll make you the tail. And what is Israel today? They murmur, they complain. You know why? They're bitter, they're envy, they're puffed up. They're envious of the rich, always criticizing the ones that's got the money, and wondering why they haven't got none. I'll tell you why you haven't got any. You have broken the laws of Yahweh and separated yourself from the commonwealth of Israel, and not all Israel is Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they the children, but in Isaac shall the seed be called. Are you with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? If you believe it's a cakewalk, then you just keep cakewalking. for me, I'm going to do like the scripture says. As for me and my house, I'm going to obey Yahweh. Ain't no use us using the Bible that's all been fulfilled, and it's do it your own way, or, oh, I'm okay. I went up and the pastor told me I was just right. I'm white. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived by that. That doesn't get you into the kingdom of heaven. You know what gets you into the kingdom of heaven? That you've got a heart that's right. Yahweh looks on your heart. Your heart must be right with the Father. You must adjust your thinking and your ways to Yahweh's ways, because your ways certainly are not Yahweh's ways. Yahweh is spirit, you're flesh and carnal. You gotta be, really, you gotta be changed. That old flesh man has to be put off. You know that flesh man likes to rear up and rear back and say, oh, I don't have to do that no more, glory to God. And then he figures he got a little smooth way to tickle of the ears of Israel. Oh, Israel loves it. Oh, they'll flock. Oh, we've had over 200 at our feast. Oh, they was parked out in the parking lot. They were camped out over the campground. And, oh, we had a glorious time. The singing was so good. Ladies and gentlemen, a song and a dance or a pony and a dog show won't get you there. It'll take the word of Yahweh to redeem you, and if you're not a doer of the word, you're only a hearer, you'll never be justified, and your cakewalk will end on a dead-end street with all those that break the laws and commandments of Yahweh. I'm sorry, but Pastor Buddy had to tell you. Now, you go ahead and hate him. You go ahead and criticize. You go ahead and start your little crybaby in. Start your little murmuring, complaining, because you're filling up just exactly what you're made out of. If you're a man and woman to move up to the Word, if you don't listen to the shepherd's call, we don't need you. You're just taking up space and time. So drop off and let somebody else drop in. We'll teach them. The Bible says, I will give the Word to them that hear it. And to him that heareth, more will be given. It ain't a cakewalk. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. And it become a hard saying. And then he turned back and wouldn't walk with him anymore. Now, say, Pastor Buddy, we don't keep the Sabbath more. Now, that's under the law. Well, Luke 4:16 in the Bible. I'm coming right back. But I'm going to run over to Luke 4:16. The Spirit just told me to do that. Luke 4:16. Listen as you will, listen to the scriptures. I hope you will. Luke 4:16. And he came to Nazareth, that is in northern Israel, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now, if he punished, beat, killed, and destroyed, and let them die without mercy. I'm talking about Israel. I'm talking about the heathen. I'm talking about the Israelites that broke his laws and commandments. They died without any mercy. And Yahweh sent them out of the land and plagued them and made them the tail and not the head. Now, do you want to know how to be made the head? It ain't going out and killing all your enemies. I'm sorry, that ain't what it is. You must first set your house in order, and then you will see plainly how to get the mote out of your brother's eye after you remove the beam that's got you stuck. Praise Yahweh. See, this is, what is your hand? In the cakewalk. I wish it was. I wish that the gospel was simple and easy. But this is a complicated kid from the wise and prudent, and you got to be a man or a woman to take it. We're coming back after the break to finish up on the cakewalk to heaven ends on a dead-end street. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We're talking about cakewalking. You know, probably some of you old folks knows exactly what Pastor Buddy's talking about. Back in the 40s and the 50s, that's about as far back as I care to remember. But we used to have cakewalks at the school, the local school, and the ladies would buy or make and bake cakes and pies, and they'd bring them to the auction at the school, and they'd auction them off. And we would cakewalk, and then they would stop the music. When the music played, you would walk. And then if you were standing at a particular place, you won the cake. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Unless you're in the right place, you ain't going to win the cake. And if you're not right with Yahweh, now let me show you something here in the 14th chapter. We're still in the 14th chapter of Matthew, but I want to drop over and we're coming back to the 20th verse, okay? I'm going to come back to the 20th verse, but let me give you a parable application here that a lot of people don't understand. Notice it's here in verse 52. Then said the Messiah unto them. This is 1352 Matthew. Then said the Messiah unto them. Every scribe, that's Strong's number 1122, everyone that is perfect, which is instructed. You know what instructions are? Something to change you or to correct you or to show you the way. Every scribe that's instructed into the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder which brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. Say, well, we're not under the old parchment no more, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, what was the law? You say, oh, it was a schoolmaster. Well, what did you learn in school? 2 and 2 is 4. Well, did that law change when you got out from under the schoolmaster? No. You learned from that. If you can't learn from the law, ladies and gentlemen, they that break the law are not wise. They that go their way and change Yahweh's ways, which are forever settled by the way, and you shall give an account for every idle word. I do not want to add anything to this text, and I certainly don't want to take nothing away. I do good to keep what I keep. I can only preach what I keep. At least I'd be a castaway. If I preach something I don't practice, then Paul said I'm a castaway. And what's a castaway? That's one of these fish here in the parable. That wouldn't qualify. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's go back. Let me show you in the 20th verse of Matthew 13. He that receives the seed into stony places, that's a stony heart. That's a heart that's got it figured out his way. He wants to cakewalk to heaven. Well, we don't have to keep that passion. We don't have to kill that lamb no more. Glory to God. You know, if you do that, that's a sacrificing. And that would be a shame that the Messiah was put to shame. You're ignorant. You need help. You need to actually sit down and go back to school. You need to go back to the schoolmaster and take a class over. You flunk. You're flunking. The Passover, I'm going to repeat this for the ears of those who are having doubts sown by the ones that have come in to sow tares. You see, they're right amongst us, and they're good at sowing tares and getting away from the word. Now, listen to me. Listen very carefully. The Passover was never a sacrifice to Yahweh. I'm going to repeat that. The sacrifice was never something that you just kill and burn. Called a sacrifice. You just kill it and pile it up in a pile and set a match to it. That's ignorance. You don't understand the principle, the divine covenants out of the old and new year. And it's exactly every scribe that's instructed shall bring forth treasures out of old and new. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hid from the wise and the prudent and those that wants to do it their way. You ain't a Burger King here. I won't let you get away with a Burger King doctrine. We're going to flip your burger here. And we're going to get it well done. And you're going to have to eat what you can't read. And what you can't read might give you the tummy ache. It might be a little bit bitter to the taste here, praise Yahweh. Notice this. He that receives seed in stony places. Who is that? That's an Israelite. He's one that receives in stone the same as he that heareth the word, and with a noun, with joy, he receives it. Oh, you know, I'm white and I'm writing. That's all I've got to do. I don't have to keep Sabbath. I don't have to keep Passover. I don't have to do nothing. No, you don't have to do anything. I just get you a box of 22 shells. Go home. Well, ladies and gentlemen, is that what the Bible says? No, it don't. What are we going to do then? We're going to teach the gospel. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to hire up the devil and puts a crook in his back. He's already humped back. You see, the shepherd's call was not taken in prison. I warned you about that. We ain't going to settle for second-class citizens in heaven. If you ain't going first class, you ain't going at all. Remember Mark 12:29. Write it down. You cakewalkers need to run back and look at Mark 12:29. I'm talking about you cakewalkers that are trying to cakewalk to heaven. That ain't a cakewalk. Verse 21, he hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. Endureth for a while. For when tribulation... Oh, you mean you're going to get chastised by some old naughty preacher like Pastor Buddy? I ain't keeping the Sabbath. But Pastor Buddy comes on and says, I gotta keep it. Well, I'll call my pastor and I'll see what he says. I'll call preacher so-and-so. And he said, oh, no, that's under the law. You don't have to keep Sabbath no more. That was for the Jews. That's not for us today. We don't keep it no more. Ladies and gentlemen, they're highly, highly offended Yahweh for the appointed days to go unobserved. And for those that broke it, died without mercy, and had no inheritance in Israel, and were separated from the commonwealth for their sins, and he said, except you repent, you will perish with them. You think of the cakewalk? If I did, then I'd quit pushing like I'm pushing, because I sure don't get a lot of pats on the back. You know, we got compromisers, and they say, oh, let's just all get along. Hell you say. You don't get along with the devil. I don't. I'm not going to compromise and kick the devil. If he don't want to preach the gospel, I'm going to rebuke him. And if you want to go with, play mama pad with the devil, then go ahead. As for me and my life, I'm going to serve Yahweh. And serving Yahweh is becoming a doer of the word. And you remember that. I'm in the 13th chapter here, and I'm going to tell you it's not a cakewalk. That's what I'm teaching them. If it is, you write in or you call in or you let Pastor Buddy know it's a cakewalk. You don't have to keep Sabbath anymore. You don't have to keep Passover anymore. You don't have to keep the three annual feasts. And you certainly don't have to be baptized in that water now, Pastor Buddy. You know that's a bunch of foolishness. You don't matter what name. He's got many names. Oh, I've heard it all. I've been unheard that. But I'm like Paul. My face is like flintstone, and I will not bow except to the word. And Yahweh wants you to become a soldier that when the persecution and the tribulation arises because of what? Because of the word. Well, Pastor Buddy said that Tuesday was going to be the Sabbath this week. And my good friend, Brother John, said, you know, Pastor Buddy, he said, that's a hard saying to those that's on them government jobs, or them big high-paying first-class jobs. They can't quit. You know, of what they're doing. They can't take time out. But that's what's wrong with Israel. That's why we're the tail and not the head. Let me repeat verse 21. We're in Matthew 13:21. You look at it. You look at it. If you get offended, it's because of the word, then it's your problem. If I preach the word and you're offended, well, I ain't going to listen to Pastor Buddy more. He told me that Tuesday next week is the Sabbath. He's got some kind of a crazy formula. I don't understand it. And so, therefore, I ain't going to do it because I called up the preacher and said, we don't do that no more. It's back under the law. Well, let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, if it is, why don't some of these jake-legged preachers, where are they at? When you invite them, you beg them, you plead with them, come on out, let's get in the word and let's have a cakewalk. And everybody that stops on the commandments receives the cake. Everybody that don't keep the commandments don't get no cake. That's the way you play cakewalking. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way I used to play it. I got so terribly mad because I was in the wrong place at the right time. I didn't get no cake. You got to stop at the right place to get the cake. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Verse 22. Now, it gets better. He that receiveth seed among the thorns. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're an Israelite, you can't receive any seed. No way. The gospel's to the sheep. The gospel is to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But there's a lot of goats. Sheep, it won't be goats. That somebody that's contrary to the word. It has a nature. But it's always sinning, always doing it its way. See, a goat is one of the most unruly. Eat anything. My. He that receives it among the thorns is he that heareth the word. Heareth the word. Does a sheep have to hear the word? My sheep will hear my word. That's what he said. But these are they that hear the word, they're sheep that turned into big goats. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Where's the fruit? Are you a Sabbath keeper? Do you keep the Passover according to the word, or do you keep it according to some way? Some man has got it figured out. Here we just have a little nice place up here at the hotel, and we break out the crackers and the grape juice, and we can say that we've just Passover. Glad y'all come. Did you worship it? No, we didn't do that. Well, then we'll tie out the 13th chapter of John. We'll tie out all the Old Testament. That's gone. That's history. How about grudging up? They cover up. There is a cover up, ladies and gentlemen. It's covering up the truth of Yahweh's word, and we're trying to dredge it back up to get it inside. You could look at it and compare apples to apples and thorns to thorns. A thorner is a day that hear the word. Oh, come on up here and I'll preach you the word. You come here, Pastor Buddy preach, you might get a little dose of this, the cures of this world. Pastor Buddy told me I was going to have to quit working on things because it was a problem that broke it. I'd be in trouble. Well, I just convinced my boss to take off on Saturday. Now Pastor Buddy says it ain't on Saturday. And it ain't on Sunday. Oh, my. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Are you willing to work? Because the world works on a certain day, or you want to rest when Yahweh says, by the formula, I give it on the air. How many times do I have to preach the formula of the Sabbath to get you to see it? I'm going to keep preaching, whether you see it or not. Well, if you don't see it, it ain't going to stop us from preaching it. If you don't believe it, it ain't going to stop us from believing it. If you don't do it, it ain't going to stop us from doing it. We're going to do it, and it's the doer that's justified not to hear. Oh, I could hear. I could change my doctrine. I could make it a cakewalk into heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, when the needle stops on the commandments and you're not standing in the commandments of Yahweh and being a keeper of it and his divine principles, you're going to have a gate problem. You say, I'm white. My preachers told me so. Ladies and gentlemen, being white doesn't make you right. Not all Israel is Israel. I repeat, not all Israel is Israel. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it and brings fruit. Oh, my. You didn't get out of that, Pastor Bunny. I just can't take this gospel. You're so hard on me. Glory to God. I just wish we could all get along here. We will when we all get in the Word. You ain't going to make peace with me until you get in the Word. Now, if you're not in the Word, I ain't going to pat you on the back and call you a brother. If you're out of the Word, I'm going to rebuke you. What does the Bible say? Open rebuke is better than what? Secret love. That's what the Bible said. Now, I'm going to continue this tomorrow night. that it's not a cakewalk into heaven. We're going to do a two-part series. It ain't a cakewalk. I'm going to repeat this. It's not a cakewalk into heaven. Now, let's go over to the 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew. For those of you that want to go to the wedding, praise Yahweh. Verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Now what's, how do you marry the Father? You obey his word. That's marrying the Father. Yea, he said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Yea, them that hear the word and do it. Oh, it's a cakewalk, Pastor Buddy. My preacher told me it's a cakewalk. I don't have to keep that Sabbath. You just go ahead and preach it. I told a brother today, he said, how many you got to keep Passover? I said, just a few. Isn't that what the Bible said? Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. I will liken unto you a wise man that is instructed into the kingdom of heaven, he said in the 54th verse here of Matthew 13. Again, let me go back there. 13:52 Matthew. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe or every believer, Strong's number 1122, those that subscribe to the teaching, that's what he's talking about, which is instructed into the kingdom. You've got to be instructed in the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. If there's no instructions, then we're Burger King. But if there's instructions, you got to get away from them burgers and go to the Lamb. That's right. You got to get back to the Lamb. And you got to kill that lamb, and you got to take that meat off that lamb carcass without breaking a bone, and you got to share it with your brother with a salad at Passover. And what a joy it is to eat the lamb. But Pastor Betty, I like burgers. I want to go to Burger King. Well, I'm sorry, on that day you don't have Burger King, and you don't have that big tall bun. Most of these Passovers, they don't even keep the unleavened bread. They ain't got enough guts to keep that. Go down to rest and order. I was sitting at a restaurant at this man's Passover. It was a big hotel gathering. Went down to the, off the 15th day is what they said. It was the first day of unleavened bread. Went down to breakfast that morning. Everybody ordered toast, biscuits. Were they unleavened? No. They didn't care. It's like a bunch of hogs under the acorn tree. Some of them eating pork. Yeah. And when my lamb served that day, man, I said, what's wrong here? There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with people that will not hear the word of Yahweh and do it. Then verse 8. Now, I'm going to give you verse 5. He sent his son, and they killed him. But when he told them the marriage was ready, they made light of it and went their ways. In other words, Yahweh gave them his way, and they made light of it. They laughed. We don't do that no more. That's not for us. They went their ways. Now, your way's not his way, the Bible said. What are you going to do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I gotta get off here tonight. I've enjoyed being with you. I hope you've enjoyed the message. If you're a sheep, you have. Sheep, you hear the word. You're on a cakewalk. You gotta do something. You gotta keep his commandments and love him. And there's a price, and it's cheap. Any price for heaven is cheap at any price. It's certainly in a cakewalk. If you'd like to call me tonight, why don't you just call me up? Send me an email. Say, Pastor Buddy, I really enjoy your show. Praise Yahweh. You're the only man that I've ever heard. I don't know that at the letters and the cards and the calls and the emails that myself and our sponsors get saying, man, Pastor Buddy, your message is refreshing. You don't tickle our ears. You don't sugarcoat it. You just put it out there, and then we have to deal with it. Well, that's what the Bible told me to do. That's what the Bible told me to do. Praise Yahweh. And if I'm going to do that, praise Yahweh, if I'm going to have it like Burger King, then why don't I just gather me up a little crowd that's going to keep me up and support me? You see, a lot of people are afraid they're going to lose their disciples. I'm not afraid of losing you. Because if you lose your life for Yahweh, I'll find you somewhere. And if you want to lose your life, I can find you nowhere. For he that seeketh to save his life, if you want to run to these comfort zones and get in a cakewalk, you're going to miss heaven anyway. I don't want to be around with you. But I've said, if you eat and drink with a drunken, who's the drunken? The sheep that turned into goats and won't hear the word. They're drunk on their ignorance, fear, superstition, or their tradition. And they will not have the word. Verse 8, then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. We'll pick it up there tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Praise Yahweh. Now, I understand we're not listed on WWCR, and if you go to the WWCR webpage, and we will send that out to you. Brother Greg has just informed me here, as I look at the screen, it's come up that we're not listed yet on WWCR. I'll have Dr. Gary to check into that and make sure that we are listed and posted on the program schedule guide as soon as possible. Probably it's because that they haven't had the time to change it, but we will get that done for you. And then we'll give you the web address for WWCR, and you can go to that and find our schedule. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you want to write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. I expect to hear from you tonight. I expect to say, Pastor Buddy, you're hard on us. Pastor Buddy, you don't cut no ice. Praise Yahweh. You just got too much flame for it. You melt the ice. You don't cut it. You melt it with a word. Well, that's what we need, ladies and gentlemen. Let's warm up to Yahweh and love him and keep his commandments. That's all I'm asking for. Praise Yahweh. Let's look for the old path. I ain't trying to cover up there, but I'm going to uncover it. That's what I'm doing. Praise Yahweh. Let's don't do away with others. Let's get on them. Praise Yahweh. Let's don't do away with the Sabbath. Let's keep them. What's wrong with keeping the Sabbath? Pray for me. Oh, we don't do it more. That's too binding. We don't have to do that. Well, I just quit my job. Praise Yahweh. We'll go ahead and quit it and go to heaven. You know, cakewalk, go to hell. Praise Yahweh. That's as simple as I can make it. Praise Yahweh, and we encourage you to hang in with us. Praise Yahweh. That's all we ask. Let's preach the gospel the instant and season and out, and let's go to heaven. It ain't no cakewalk. Heaven's cheap at any price. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. My spirit is really feeling the love of the Father. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. That's why I love him. Praise Yahweh. I want to keep him. I want to do something worthy to please Yahweh. I want to let him know that I'm a soldier. I don't want to get out here and half dress up, half do it. I want to really do it. I want to keep the law. I want to keep his commandments. I want to keep the new parchment. There's nothing different in it. They were keeping the Passover 60 or 70 years after the Messiah was crucified. Praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Worldwide Truth Radio. Until then, Yahweh bless you, and remember, it's not a cakewalk.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.